The West of England LEP was singled out by Business Secretary Vince Cable as one that is working well. I've been speaking to Chief Executive Paul Wilson about why that might be. He points to harnessing the communications power of the local media, strong leadership, and a willingness of local authorities and business to work together as the key factors for success.
I've been in post for 3.5 months, and the second week that I started, we began to work on giving away 25 million of Regional Growth Fund 3 funding to small and medium-sized enterprises to help stimulate growth. And I'm delighted to be able to say that last night actually was the deadline, and we've had 335 full applications for funding. We're still doing the numbers, but it looks like our fund will be oversubscribed, and that will help to build confidence in the local economy, to leverage in private sector money to get the oil of the economy moving a little more easily around the system. And it also will help stimulate bank lending as well, because quite a lot of the applications have said if you get that money, we'll match it with bank lending as well. So I feel pretty pleased about that.
So it isn't just that 25 million pot that we heard publicised. Actually, that is an enabler of other monies as well.
That's right. And we expect about 100 million of private money to come in against the 25 million and it to create 1,300 jobs.
So the key to that then was working with local media, getting them on board to get the message out to people, because we've talked to people who simply don't know how to access this money.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic relationship. It's with the Bristol News and Media Group. They cover Bath, Bristol, Weston. And yeah, we said, it's your campaign, it's your area. Why don't we do a joint campaign, but actually really make you feel like you're in charge of it? And that's exactly what they've done. They've run a story a day for 3 months, and really it's because of them that we've got all this interest.
Because the LEPs, according to the Federation of Small Business, are at risk of failing because their administrative costs aren't properly funded by the government. You are, and I quote, over-reliant on grants from local councils and are failing to find significant private sector support. That's generally true, isn't it?
It's the case that most of our funding comes from either the local authorities or from national government. That is absolutely the case. But we have had an enormous amount of pro bono support from more than 700 businesses here in our LEP. So whilst they're not putting cash into the LEP, they are putting a huge amount of time and effort into trying to work out what's the best way to recover from recession.
So what do you think then are the keys to running a successful LEP? When we spoke to Vince Cable, the business secretary, he was very complimentary about you. He said you were an exemplar of good practice. So what is it that you do that perhaps others aren't?
I do think a lot comes down to actually who your chairman is. We're very fortunate to have a chairman in Colin Skellett who is well regarded and respected both in the public sector and in the private sector locally. So he's a well-known figure. He's the chair of Wessex Water, and his reputation actually adds a lot of credibility to the organisation. People want to work with him.
Do you agree with him when he accuses Whitehall of Stalinist tendencies? A desire to control everything and simply not allow LEPs and their local authority partners to get on with the job, the freedom to get on with it.
Was this Colin who said this?
It was Colin who said this.
Well, what I like very much about working with Colin is that he is very direct and he cuts through an awful lot of processy kind of language to get to the point, and that also helps us to achieve things. So I think his directness is appreciated in all directions because there's so many different cultures and different partners coming to this, that a frank talking approach is that's focused on results is definitely appreciated.
Because I think the point that he was getting at was his idea of localism, which is so dear to this government. And the point that he was making was that's all very well, but really, if you're saying that, you have to let us get on with it.
Yes, and all LEPs echoed around the country that we didn't think that we had done as well as we had been led to believe we were going to under the Heseltine review this time round. But I believe, to my core, there is a sea change going on. We have had, just yesterday, a meeting with 7 different government departments in the room, all at one meeting. We actually said, we're not going to have another meeting unless you all come together. About 2 months before, I said, OK, we will all show up on the same day to the same meeting and work together across departments. So I think it's too simple to say, oh, it's all rubbish. No, it's not all rubbish. There is a lot more joined-up approach coming, and there's an enormous amount of energy through LEPs, particularly here in our LEP, is very energetic.
But you don't, for instance, have the funding that the old RDAs had. And that political decision to sweep away the RDAs was all well and good. Some might say, thank goodness. But with it went a single one-stop shop source of budgets.
You're entirely right. And as well as budget, there was a lot of institutional know-how as well, which has been lost. What we got instead, that's popular in this part of the world, is an area that's focused on an economic participation area or go-to-work area of about 1 million people, where about 90% of the people who work here live here, and we're thinking and planning at that kind of size now.
But that makes sense, of course, in a big travel-to-work area like Greater Bristol, but may not make sense elsewhere. One of the issues that's being raised is, are there perhaps just too many LEPs? Is the effort just too divided?
I leave that for others to form an opinion on. You can see where people are coming from in that thought, but I'm going to let others decide that.
But it certainly makes sense here in the Greater Bristol area, doesn't it?
For us, it's actually really made sense, and it's helped build an already existing partnership between the four authorities here who are used to working together, and it's helped to cement that, and it's brought the voice of business up into that conversation.
Is there a bit of a missed opportunity here, though, in the absence of the much-vaunted, much-trailed regional banks? Could there be a role for LEPs as kind of the portal to all public funding for business? Because that's what people say to us. They're very confused about how you reach these public funds. And if there was a kind of one-stop shop, a portal, that would help them enormously.
I'd agree with that. Well, in Lord Heseltine's report, he identified 149, I think it was, different funds, pots of public money that people could access. And his whole idea of creating HESA's single pot was to simplify that and then give that to LEPs to distribute. I think many people can see the sense in it. I think we're some way along that journey.
You mentioned this meeting you've had with the seven government departments. Are government departments, are more importantly ministers, beginning to listen to that argument? Do you get a feel that maybe the LEP system might be developed into something a little different, a little bigger, a little more important?
Well, it's gone from a sort of flaky big society idea of totally unformed to becoming a key part of economic policy for regeneration after a recession. The distance of travel in 2.5 years is actually very, very fast. And as the government has said, for those LEP areas and LEPs that are working well, they'll be given more and given more money and given more responsibility. And those where it's not working will be given less.
Final point, though, there is less money available, isn't there, overall, however you cut it. Some would argue we do need a bigger pot to stimulate growth. Is that your feeling?
Well, I think that's just at the heart of economic policy and economic theory, whether you're a Keynesian or a Chicago School economist. There's arguments on all sides. At the moment, we're working hard to help private sector firms to increase employment in the area and get back confidence. Giving away 25 million of public money has helped to stimulate a release of private money into the system. So that seems to have worked well here locally.